have questions, maybe come back and ask some specific information. Okay. Because I'd like to listen to the tape and perhaps.
How will this be utilized?
Oh, well, right here it tells you. Tape recording log with notes of your interview will be made by the interview and placed in the oral history collection of the Pittsburgh Section, National Council of Jewish Women. These materials may be made available for purposes of research, for instructional use, for publications, or for other related purposes.
In other words, it's a tape library.
Exactly.
Yes.
Through the University of Pittsburgh, and we have a person who is taping and listening and indexing all of the tapes. It's going to be on a great big reel, all the interviews, and when people want to do
research.
They're
doing it all on one tape?
I understand there's a big tape where a lot of things are continued, and it's by index. And when someone looks up a specific subject, say about Zionism or whatever, they will look it up and they'll find out the tape. Mm-hmm. It's going
to
be computerized.
Huh?
It will be computerized. It's amazing.
In the Hillman Library. That's where it will be stored, in the archives.
I know what I'm going to ask you, I think because I do work with you, that you were to send a letter to our national director and indicate what we had done and what you felt was the value of.
Wonderful idea.
And where it's going to be placed, and that it will come officially from the National Council with a copy to you.
Yes, there have been other oral history projects that have been done since ours has, and the people who have started ours have been helping.
The person to write to is our national executive vice president. His name is Paul Flacks, F-L-A-C-K-S. He's the national executive vice president of the Zionist Organization of America. The address is number four, East 34th Street, New York, 10016.
New York, right? Mm-hmm. Very good. Shall be done. And again, I want to thank you too.